Not long ago, I introduced you to a 5-year-old boy in Afghanistan. Murtaza Ahmadi is his name. And as you may remember, he is a massive fan of Argentine soccer star Lionel Messi. So massive, his family fashioned a Messi jersey for him out of a blue and white striped plastic bag. After a photo of Murtaza in his bag jersey went viral on the internet, Messi himself reached out to him and sent him an actual signed jersey and a ball. My BBC colleague Shaima Khalil is in Islamabad and has been speaking with the boy's family about the latest twist in his young life. Not a happy development for Murtaza and his family, Shaima. What happened?
Well, unfortunately, this newfound fame that Murtaza has gotten from being an internet sensation, from being sent those signed T-shirts and the ball by Messi himself, has also brought about some unfortunate development. His father said that he'd received threats.
Let's hear what the father said.
A few days ago, I got a call from a local gangster. He thought that since my son had received these T-shirts from Messi, that maybe he has also got some money from him. So he wanted his share. It was a very risky situation for Murtaza, so we left.
And unfortunately, of course, the family got really scared. They said it was a very dangerous situation for them and, of course, for Murtaza. So they had to flee. So they fled Afghanistan. They came here to Pakistan. They spent a day in Islamabad, and then they went off to the southwest in Quetta, where they're still there.
So this ridiculously happy feel-good story goes sour so fast. The family must be really upset.
You know, the family is really upset. And I think also, you know, it was like a fairy tale for this little boy, not only to hear from the player that he idolizes, but to actually be sent those gifts only to then receive those kidnap threats. And of course, Afghanistan being, you know, what it is, a very dangerous place. They come from the eastern province of Ghazni, and Ghazni province is quite dangerous. You know, it turned quite sad. I mean, it was really interesting because he's still a little celebrity here. Mm. You know, when he went into Quetta, the local TV crews, the local journalists have been surrounding him, asking him to kick a ball around, photographing him, filming him. So he is a local celebrity still. But, you know, the star treatment has done little really to change the dire circumstances of his family because they're all crammed in one room. They still don't know what they're going to do about money, about how they're going to live here. And the father says, look, I really don't know if my son has any future in this country and, you know, in Quetta.
How is he handling all this attention?
I think he's handling it as well as any 5-year-old could. Mm. I think he's, in a way, it feels like he's quite oblivious to all of this. He's just enjoying talking to people about how much he loves Messi. And also, I think, you know, as a 5-year-old, he's very, you know, very excited to show off his prized possessions. So, you know, people tell him, you know, show us the T-shirts. And he shows you the Argentina T-shirt. And then he shows you the Barcelona T-shirt. And then he shows you the signed ball. And he kicks it around. And, of course, his wow. siblings are fighting him for it. So it's actually quite cute. And I think he's also, unfortunately, unaware of all the background that's happening, the fact that he had to move and flee his country because he is under threat of kidnap.
So as you said, the BBC in Quetta spoke with Murtaza. Let's give him the last word on the story.
Messi, you know how much I like you. Now I want you to invite me so I can come and see you.
So translating for young Murtaza there, Shaima, it sounds like he is so determined. What went through your head as you heard him make that really heartfelt pitch?
I just wanted to cuddle him. He was so cute. But also, as you say, Marco, he's just so determined. He knows exactly what he wants. And you know how, you know, in the way that little children are oblivious of all the difficulties, the fact that this is one of the most famous people around the world, he actually feels that this could happen because, you know, listen, he was wearing a plastic bag made T-shirt and playing football. And then he was wearing a Messi signed T-shirt. And, you know, for all intents and purposes, he could then be meeting Messi. And that would be an amazing twist to the story.
I'll say. You think his heart would just explode if he flew to Spain to meet Lionel Messi?
Well, I don't know. But if he's going, I think I'm going with him. I'm going to make him my business to find out.
It'll be a great trip. My BBC colleague Shaima Khalil in Islamabad telling us about Messi's biggest fan. Thank you, Shaima.
Thanks for having me.